This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Restarting the economy.
We want to get it back very, very quickly.
Jammed hospital shows drop in virus cases.
They are no longer overwhelmed.
Long line at the food bank.
We're seeing a lot of folks that have never had to seek food assistance before.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump says the nation's governors can call their own shots. He's laid out a federal framework for reopening the country.
America wants to be open, and Americans want to be open.
And it comes with the nation's coronavirus death toll topping 33,000 and with more than 22 million out of work. Our CBS News team coverage begins with White House correspondent Paula Reed.
It is a three-phase approach that should only begin after a state sees a two-week decline in coronavirus cases and encourages a robust testing program for healthcare workers. In phase one, individuals and businesses will still be advised to maintain social distancing while they gradually return to work. Large venues will also be able to open if they can maintain strict physical distancing. If states are able to go 2 weeks without a rebound of cases, they can move to phase two. Venues, including restaurants, theaters, sports arenas, and places of worship, could operate under moderate social distancing. Schools and organized youth activities could also reopen.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
Phase one begins with...
Dr. Deborah Burke says strict adherence to social distancing, including 6 feet of separation and face coverings, will be critical components in the first phase.
If the schools are already closed, they should remain closed.
The elderly and those with underlying conditions are being told not to leave home until phase three. But President Trump believes it won't be long and that some states can reopen right away.
I think we're going very quickly now.
He says decisions on when to implement the three phases in the new guidelines will be left to governors.
I call it a beautiful puzzle. You have 50 pieces. All very different.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warns it's not game over just yet.
It may very well be, as we go the cycle around, that there'll be this virus that wants to come back to us.
Correspondent David Begno says there is hope and heartbreak as stories from the pandemic emerge all over the country.
This is our triage desk.
Inside of North Shore Hospital on Long Island. Welcome news. Over the last 72 hours, they have actually discharged more coronavirus patients than they've admitted.
Thank you, everybody.
How does it feel to be wheeled out of here?
A pleasure. I think I'm on top of the world right now. Yeah. I know I get to live for another day.
In New Jersey, the Andover Subacute and Rehabilitation Center confirms that 15 bodies were held and the majority removed from a holding room Monday. The deaths are believed to be related to COVID-19. The nursing home says it has been working relentlessly to contain the virus and safeguard our residents and staff. Francesca Veen says her grandmother is living there, but says no one in the family was told that the facility had COVID-19 positive patients.
I am sick and tired of being told that I cannot talk to her.
A CDC team paid a visit yesterday to the Smithfield Foods plant that's been shut down in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. CBS's Adriana Diaz says with about 600 worker infections, it's the largest single virus hotspot in the U.S.
The Smithfield Foods plant is temporarily closed, but mechanic Tommy Duranicone was still asked to work as part of an essential team.
What's the level of fear right now?
8 to 10.
Out of 10?
Yeah, I had a coworker who quit because he was scared.
80 languages are spoken at the plant of nearly 4,000 employees. Most of them are immigrants.
It was really the only reason why we were above the poverty line.
Some credit the company for the ability to send their children, like this 20-year-old, to college. Her father, who didn't want to be interviewed, is symptomatic.
We're just running on the assumption that we're at least carrying the virus.
The millions of job losses during the pandemic have put families living paycheck to paycheck on the brink. Valerie Hawthorne at the North Texas Food Bank in Dallas says there was a long line of cars there yesterday.
People are getting furloughed and losing their jobs. They need to get access to food. So we're seeing a lot of folks out here that have never had to seek food assistance before, so we're very sensitive to that.
The national group Feeding America says demand is up 98% at its food banks and pantries. Based on what they've been seeing, doctors are getting a better idea of what might make a coronavirus case serious and life-threatening. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Health experts now say obesity is one of the most important predictors of the severity of coronavirus cases, even in young people. It's second only to older age. Data released by New York State finds asthma is not as great a risk as originally thought. Other common risk factors are diabetes and chronic heart disease.
Overseas, China made a revision that added 1,300 people to the virus death toll in Wuhan, upping the total by 50%. There's word Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer and fixer, will be released from a federal prison in New York to serve the rest of his sentence in home confinement. Cohen, who pleaded guilty to campaign finance fraud and lying to Congress, has served less than a year of a three-year term. He had pushed for early release because of the coronavirus pandemic and the increased risk behind bars. And for former Trump ally Roger Stone, CBS's Steve Dorsey has the latest on his bid for another day in court.
A federal judge has denied former Trump campaign aide Roger Stone's request for a new trial. It comes after social media surfaced from the jury's forewoman suggesting she may have been biased. Stone can appeal the decision within 14 days. Stone and his lawyers were released from a gag order, allowing them to now speak with the press and use social media.
With that done, Stone is expected to ask an appeals court to throw out his conviction. He was sentenced to 40 months in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering in the Russia investigation. An FBI official says foreign government hackers have invaded U.S. institutions that are conducting research into possible COVID-19 treatments. There's been increased activity targeting companies that have gone public with their research plans. A pandemic, as we've learned, can turn a lot of things upside down, from a person's health to their income to their living arrangements. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The coronavirus has turned Haley Foster's home in Port Washington, New York, into a temporary version of the Brady Bunch.
Here's a story of a lovely lady.
I've got my ex-husband living in my basement and my stepson's mom living on a mattress in his bedroom.
There are four adults in all, including Foster's husband and three kids, counting her two daughters with her ex.
It was for the benefit of the kids, so that nobody had to be alone, nobody had to be in a place away from the kids, and we could all be together.
There's no Alice the housekeeper in this scenario, but Foster says her stepson's mom is handling a lot of the dreaded cleaning. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 17th of April. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.